Life is shit.
Unplug the fridge. Unplug the fridge, yeah.
Because?
Because you need to, because we had to unplug the fridge.
Because we shut down the apartment to make this podcast.
Yeah.
Did you actually unplug the fridge?
Yeah, I did, because it's nice.
Good.
The music will all play. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, will the artists get 50 cent, do you think?
The second band is actually split up, and the third band that I put down there, they're in Africa somewhere.
Fucking New York, huh?
Unplug the fridge.
Get on with it. Come on.
Okay, something I want to talk about. And this is what we were talking about earlier on.
Uh-huh.
Tattoos, right? And you know my stance on tattoos. I'm not for them. But if you want to have one yourself, fair play to you. But a real one bugbear with me is tattoos on fingers.
See, I think with tattoos now, just like I was talking about with the facial hair. I think you're compensating for not being able to grow hair on your arms. That's why you get a tattoo.
Here, who's looking at that one over there? That's not my job.
There's also another reason for tattoos, which we talked about before. That it's a way... I brought it up with you guys about how boxers get it when they lose fights. If they ever get knocked out. They want control of their own body again, so they get tattoos.
Oh, yeah. That's a fair point. Yeah,
that's like women. They say women who have been sexually abused sometimes do that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
To like reclaim their body.
I can see that. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or men too. Who knows?
Have you ever been sexually abused, Vinny?
No. Do you believe me?
Because a lot of people in Ireland have been, as you know. It's not a laughing matter, actually.
Yeah, I'm not one of them.
Lucky you.
I was
looking at you, yeah. You swear you knew something I didn't.
I had a few dodgy things that I told you, Alexi. Shouldn't be saying on a podcast, though. Because he's still alive.
Just...
I won't say his name, but...
This stays in this room.
Oh, no, not, he didn't do nothing. He just touched me face. And...
Life is shit.
So I met him in a record shop years later. I was growing up. And, but he... I thought, I'm not going to say his name, but I was like, I called him Mr. or whatever his name was, you know? And I was like, oh, how you doing? And the look he gave me.
Shame.
He was so like, and it shocked me. It made me think about, but it wasn't shame. It was embarrassment and like, couldn't wait to be out of there. He's with his wife.
He said, Mr. Duffy.
Don't you give him away who he is. Before.
Why? From saying that?
Do you still know him?
Yeah. A teacher, yeah. He never done anything, but thank fuck.
Explain it a little better.
Oh, he was like, this. No, if I say anything, I'll give away who it is.
Who cares?
I shouldn't. No,
no,
no.
No,
no, no, you shouldn't do that, no.
Okay, well, he did. Mm.
No, you shouldn't.
Okay.
That's fucked.
What age were you?
8 or something around that age.
That'd have an effect.
No, I think you can say what he did. I think that's fair.
When you're young for it, you didn't understand. We just thought he was like being affectionate or something. He taught reading for kids who couldn't read well. And I was in it for like 1 or 2 weeks. Because I didn't do homework. But we're in New York City and you have to account for loud noises, folks.
Everyone knew what he was doing to you.
He'd get you on it and he'd say, yeah, he'd make this, he'd rub your face like this, your cheeks.
Oh,
and be like, yes, master. I need to sit on his lap, but yeah.
See, I got the opposite treatment.
Riding, just straight riding.
You hang on to that radiator for dear life. No, our headmaster used to always just be slapping people like on the behinds. He'd bring them up to the front of the classroom. And he just whacked them, like, whether it was the back of the legs or on your arse, whatever.
But punishment.
Yeah, but it used to be awful, because there was a kid with a speech impediment, and he used to get battered, like. And your man was huge. Still the biggest head I've ever seen since. And guys in my class have found him in pubs the odd time, and they'll go up with drink on them, and they go nuts with him. But what happened recently in the last year was brilliant. One guy hit him a box in a pub.
No way.
Because he used to be
the headmaster.
Yeah. He's retired now.
Yeah,
like, he's probably in his 60s, but he deserved it. He was rotten what he was doing to kids. But he went and joined a boxing gym, and he got the head battered off him, and didn't go back to it again. Then he was trying to be prepared for it again.
The kids are all pieces of shit.
Like, there was a priest in our area, and listen, this was when I was before I went to college. Still young looking I was, but
still young looking now.
Right, exactly. But even so, river take 12 years off that. So he used to call up the house, and he'd be saying, now looking for priests, like, call him. And I'd be like, right, I'm ready to tell him, yeah, I'll get my mum, she's in the other room. He'd just be calling her to say you're doing the first reading or whatever. And he'd be at me about joining the priesthood.
Mm.
And I hated being put in that position.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Because then you'd be thinking in your head, like, oh, should I be? You didn't even know if you wanted to do business in college or what.
Yeah.
And then being told you had to spend the whole life in the priesthood, like, I used to get angry at this. But I remember one day I was at the house and a friend of mine was there as well. And he came up, we always answered at the window, we'd never go to the door. He goes, your man there.
Wait a minute, go back, you'd answer at the window, not the door.
Yeah. Oh, just in case, like, you know, you never know who came to the door.
The window? You're not...
Someone could bust in the door, like.
So I go up to your house, knock, 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 and a window opens somewhere.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But what would you do? I'd pop your head out the window.
Yeah, sure, they could kick in the door if they wanted.
We'd never.
No. Well, you're here in the town, you got security all around you. You get eyes. We're on the countryside.
Unplug the fridge.
So anyway, I answered through the window to this priest. Anyway, okay. He's like, "Oh, can I come in?" And I just felt dodgy, bro. It's camp as hell. Like,
yeah.
It's so dodgy. How these like. They must have a don't ask, don't tell policy in the priesthood, like. But
yeah,
it's,
of course,
kind of weird. But I just felt edgy about him, just because there was a sense that he was trying to be too close. You combine the very feminine attitude with trying to be quite an authoritarian figure, telling me I should join the priesthood, all this, and just. Then asking, was my mom home? I just said, oh yeah, no, my friend is here. He's like, oh, right. I just got bad feelings that day about, you know.
Is your mom home? Yeah. So that's that covered.
It has ripples in your day, and I'm sure you're quite aware of that.
Did you rub your face in the record shop then?
No, I didn't.
If you continued on the same mentality and he did that, I wonder how you would have reacted. Since it was very normal back then, your brain might have told you, this is a normal thing, this is the guy, this is what
no,
he does.
No. In a record, rubbing my face, no. Sitting in his lap.
You know, it would have been maybe 10 minutes after you leave the record shop that you go, oh wait, hang on a second, that's not normal.
So I think it's good.
But
a good,
on
no,
one last
honestly,
point on
oh,
teachers,
okay.
Though,
yeah.
Did a inspector ever come into your classroom?
Yeah, did.
And what did the teacher do before he'd come in?
He's better fucking behave.
Yeah. You see, I was thinking about that this week. That should have been the point where everyone shouted up, going, "This guy's a bastard."
So I think that's a good point to go. I think we should play a song now.
Okay.
And
Headmaster's Ritual.